Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. And the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni is really about not really about Ma'aser Sheni, but about something that has a din Ma'aser Sheni, namely Neta Revai. The halach is that when you plant a tree, the first 3 years after the tree is planted, any fruit that may grow on that tree, even though it's very likely not too much fruit will grow in the first 3 years, but any fruit that may grow on that tree has a din of Arla, which means that it's absolutely Asr Behana'ah, but any fruit that grows in the fourth year is a din of Neta Revai, and Neta Revai has a din like Ma'aser Sheni. They got to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how we mark off a tree to let people know if it's Arla, if it's Neta Revai, if it's and how we mark off other things. How do we mark off graves to let a Kohen know that there is Tumah present? So Kerem Revai, Mitzayin Oso Bekozizos Adama. Kerem Revai, a vine that's in its fourth year, or a vineyard in its fourth year, we mark off with clumps of earth that you put there so that people realize that it's Revai. Why dafka do we use Kozos Adama? So the Bartanur explains, Simana ke Adama, that it's similar to Adama. Ma Adama dika na mina she osaperos, just like earth is something that you will, right now is not much, but you will get the hana from it because it will produce peros, it will nourish the peros that you can eat. Safainami, when it comes to Kerem Revai as well, ki mifriki shari l'sanuyim. Right now it's not worth much because it's Revai and you're outside Yerushalayim. But if you poda it, then you will be able to eat it. So in that sense, it's like Adama. Vishal Orla b'charasis. The way we mark off Orla is with charsis, is with pieces of pottery. Why pieces of pottery? So the Bartanur writes, Simana kecharsis zu. The less bahana'a, the kshazorimba, eina motzia, kede nefila, avzu, ein bahana'a. That just like a piece of pottery is not viable to use to plant anything in, it won't yield any produce, so too Arla is absolutely Asr Bahana'ah, it doesn't yield anything, and therefore in that sense is like pottery. Vishal Kvaros Besid, and the way we mark off a grave is with Sid, Umemach V'Shofech, we mark it off with lime, and you mix the lime with the water, and you pour it all over the graves, and this too is symbolic because the Bartanur points out, because lime is white and similar to the color of bone, and therefore it marks off where there's going to be likely to be bones of a dead body to mark off the tumma. Now, apparently, you have to mark these off to prevent other people from eating these fruits without realizing that they're eating Arla or Revai. Now, l'chora, if it's my vineyard, tell somebody else not to steal my fruit, and then they won't violate Revai or Arlo. Why is it my responsibility to mark it off? So Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bamedvar Mamur B'Shvi'is. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama, says, no, you only need to mark these things off if it's a Shemitah year where you need to be mafkir all of your fruit so people have a right to come and eat it. But in non-Shemitah years where nobody has a right to come to my vineyard and take my fruit, I don't need to warn them what's Arlo, what's Revai. Tell them not to steal, and they won't violate Arla and Revai. However, Vatsnuim, people who are very, very big tzaddikim, people who are very refined people, they didn't just mark off the Revai. Rather, Manichin es hamaos va'omrim, instead of just marking it off, they would put money aside, and they would say, Kol anilkel mizeh yemuchulel hamaos ha'elu, that whatever gets picked from here should become chulin, should become redeemed on this money, so that the money will have the kedusha of the Revai, and the fruits will be something that you could eat. Now, why would the Tznuim do this for people who would steal from their fields? They would do such a thing? So no, the Tznuim would do this, I think the Bartanur points out, Dafka during Shemitah. No, the Bartanur, he does point it out. Tznuim, he writes, Hamedaktikim elatzman. People are very careful. Kshayilam Kerem Revai b'Shavias. When they had Kerem Revai during a Shemitah year, then they would put the money aside before anyone would take anything from their fields, and they would say whatever is taken from the fields should be mechulal on this money. They wouldn't rely on the simanim of just putting a clod of earth near the vines. But during the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, there's no need to have put aside that money. Even Tsnuim wouldn't have to do that to protect Ganavim who would steal from them. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Karen Ravai Haya Olu Yerushalayim. Karen Ravai would be brought to Yerushalayim, to be eaten there. Mahalich Yomecha Dekol Tzad. Meaning, instead of being poda it, if you're within a 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim, you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. You're not allowed, meaning essentially we're saying that there was a Takana Midrabanan, that you're not allowed to be poda Karen Ravai within a 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim. Vezohi Tchuma. And what is the Tchum, what is the boundary of a 1 day journey to Yerushalayim? So Eilat min ha-Darom, it's Eilat to the south. Va'akravat min ha-Tzafon, it's Akravat from the north. Lod min ha-Marav, it's Lod from the west. And Va'yardin min ha-Mizrach, and it's the Yardin on the east. Within those four places, you draw a circle. We're using those four points, so that's considered a 1 day's journey from Yerushalayim. And the reason they made such a takana was they wanted to have as many peiros in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim as possible, because it adds to the beauty of Yerushalayim. People will come to Yerushalayim, there will be peiros all over the Shuk Yerushalayim, kidei la'ater Shuk Yerushalayim bepeiros. So that's a very beneficial thing to decorate the Shuk Yerushalayim with peiros. So that's why they made this takana, not to just be poda everything, but within a 1 day's journey where it's reasonable to schlep it, to actually schlep the peiros. But Misha Rebu, a peiros, but once the markets were flooded with peiros, and they had too much supply of peiros, so Iskinu Sheinif the Samach Lechoma. Then they went back and they made a takana that you could be poda it even right near the walls of Yerushalayim, Utnai Hayadavar, but they made a condition when they rescinded this gezeira, Shemes Hashir, to Yachzor Dabla Kamosha Haya, that whenever they wanted to, they'll be able to bring back the original takana. Meaning there is a halacha that Ein Bezin Yachol Vatel Devre Bezin Chavero Elam Ken Gadlin Menu B'Chachma V'Minyan, that the only way one Bezin can rescind the decree of another Bezin is if they are greater in Chachma and Minyan than the previous Bezin. So when they rescinded this decree, they said, okay, but someone may want to put this decree back in place, but they're not going to be allowed to, because unless they're greater than us in Chachma and Minyan, they won't be allowed to put this decree in place. So in the rescinding of the decree, they built in a Tanai that any future Beis Din, even if it's Katan b'Chachma and Minyan, will be permitted to reinstitute the Gezeira. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Haya Tanai Hazeh, they made this Tanai not when there were too many peiros in the Shuk Yerushalayim, but rather it was when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed that they cancelled the gzeira of not making of not doing a pidyon within 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was totally populated by enemies of Klal Yisrael, so we didn't need to have Yerushalayim. He says Yerushalayim biyad ha'ovim, the Bar Tanura says we didn't have to be ma'atar shuku Yerushalayim beperos, and therefore tonight haya emasai sheyabana b'sa migdash yachzar dav l'kamasha haya, the tonight that they built in was that when the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt, it will go back to the way it used to be. It happens to be just even the rescinding of the decree. Meaning, we're talking about how they could go back on the rescinding of the decree, and the answer is they did it by putting a Tanai into the rescinding of the decree. Because Mishnah asks a more fundamental question, and that is, how are they allowed to rescind the decree in the first place? Meaning, if they did this, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Mistama, this was Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to rescind the decree, which would mean Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai must have been Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan from the earlier Batei Din. However, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us that of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Katan Shabakulam. Of the 80 Talmidim that he had, he was the smallest of all of them. So how could we say that he was Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan from the Batei Din that made these decrees? He was even among his own contemporaries, he was Katan Shabakulam. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. He was Katan Shabakulam only in the sense of Torah Sanistar. Mishalim of Shualim and whatever the Gemara over there in Sukkah identifies as things that he knew, but and he knew everything. But in terms of Torah Hanigla, which is what's the operative element over here, he was actually Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan, and that's so that's why he was able to rescind the decree. That's how the Kesef Mishnah writes. So anyway, so let's review what we learned today. So we learned that they would mark off Kerem Ravai, they would mark off Arla, and they would mark off graves with things that are appropriate markers, so that people could be aware of it. But Rav Shmuel Gamliel says they would only have to make these markers of the Kerem Ravayim, the Arla, during Shemitah, when people anyway are allowed to take from your field. But we said that during Shemitah, Tznuim wouldn't rely just on the markers, they would actually set aside money to be poda whatever was taken from their field. And then Mishnah Beis, we learned that there was initially a gezeira that anyone who lived within any fruit that was within any Ravai fruit that was within a one-day journey of Yerushalayim, you should not be poda, you should just bring it straight to Yerushalayim, and they gave the borders of a one-day journey. But then later they rescinded the decree, either because there was a flooding of fruits into the markets of Yerushalayim, way more than they needed, or because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and Yerushalayim was in the hands of our enemies. But when they rescinded the decree, they built in that the decree should be able to be brought back at some later date, even without a Beis Din that is gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Gimel.